Was Charlemagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for December, Friday the 13th, goes to a California man named Steve Homoki. Okay, Steve is 30 years old and was arrested and charged with possessing of an assault weapon, possession of a high-capacity magazine, and child endangerment. Now, what did Steve Homoki do to get all these charges? Let's go to ABC News for the report, please.
Authorities arresting a man in San Diego they suspect may have been rehearsing a deadly plot.
The suspect, police say, posted videos of himself carrying out what they call a rehearsal of a terrorist mass shooting in downtown San Diego, is under arrest. The chilling images show a man inside a room at the Sophia Hotel, repeatedly aiming and pretending to shoot people. The man, identified by investigators as 30-year-old Stephen Homoki, is seen changing out magazines and guns. The video showing at least two assault-style rifles and ammunition scattered on the floor. The videos were posted in September, but according to the search warrant, the FBI didn't learn about them until more than 2 months later from an anonymous tip. The tipster said the suspect had gone off the deep end, reporting fears that he is planning something. Authorities arresting Homoki at his home without incident on charges including possession of an assault weapon and high-capacity magazine.
I don't even ask why anymore. As of October 31st, 2019, it's been 370 mass shootings in the United States this year. 370. Okay, we are all scared of the domestic terrorist known as Vanilla ISIS. One of the reasons I have social anxiety in places with a lot of people is because of the threat, our perceived threat of mass shootings in America, okay? It's not just Powerball and Mega Millions. When it comes to mass shootings, hey, you never know. This is exactly why giving these people attention is so dangerous. Of course, you have to report when it's a mass shooting, but these mass shooters become infamous, all right? They want to be infamous. These folks think it's, you know, this is how they become immortalized, okay? When I was young, I absolutely pretended to be things and people that I wanted to be. It could range from the local drug dealer in your neighborhood to your uncle who worked at UPS who had a nice house and a BMW. What did you pretend to be when you were young, Envy?
I pretended to be probably Batman.
All right. Well, whether it's the local drug dealer or your uncle who worked at UPS who had a nice house in a BMW or Batman, what do those three things have in common? They was getting money, all right? They were hustlers. That's all we ever pretended to be growing up, people who were making moves and getting money. That's fly. That's what I wanted to be growing up, successful, all right, and fly. And there's absolutely nothing fly about being a mass shooter, okay? Being a mass shooter should not be a career goal. In fact, if you are sitting around with thoughts of being a mass shooter, I am truly praying for you because you need therapy, all right? You need some type of counseling. Someone needs to sit down and build with you about all that pain you're feeling, all that hurt you have inside you, because like I always say, hurt people, and when you don't deal with that hurt inside of you, then you end up redistributing that pain to other people. Now, would you like to hear what the mass shooting rehearsal video sounds like? Inside Edition has the audio.
One down, more to go.
Lord have mercy.
One mag, you pick up another, right? Like that, you drop the gun, pick up another gun, boom.
I wonder if the world was always this crazy and we didn't see it, but now with social media, we are able to see all the crazy everywhere because it's starting to be overwhelming. I usually hate when people announce their plans before they execute them on social media, you know, the type who go to record labels or go to TV networks and take videos in front of the logo with a caption like, never not working, or hashtag blessed. But this is one of those moments where I am absolutely glad it's less work, more announcements. Now, he could easily get Donkey of the Day for this. I could leave it right here, but nope. The reason he's getting Donkey of the Day is because he did an interview from jail, and he said this.
I do not wish to cause harm to anybody. It was just kind of like a little miniature art project just for myself. Just to kind of get into a mindset and just want to relax, maybe do something a little bit fun and different.
He said it was a miniature art project. Mm-mm-mm. He wanted to relax, do something a little fun, a little something different. What about hiking, biking, learn how to cook, learn how to bake? How about masturbate? There's a million different things you could do that are relaxing, fun, and different. And rehearsing a mass shooting is not one of them. My guy, if you want to play with guns, play Call of Duty. Okay, I don't care that it's Christmas. Nobody got time for your little reindeer games. I hope he gets at least a decade in prison for playing like this, because some things you shouldn't be able to play about, and murdering multiple people for no reason at all is one of them. Now, before we move on, let's play a very obvious game of guess what race it is! All right, guys. Steve Amoki, 30 years old, arrested and charged with possession of an assault weapon, possession of a high-capacity magazine, and child endangerment, all because he was pretending to rehearse a mass shooting because he wanted to relax and do something a little fun and different. DJ Envy.
Yes.
Guess what race he is?
Say his last name again.
Steve Homoki.
Homoki. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that's messing me up because I'm thinking Steve Aoki.
Man, shut up, man.
I'm telling you, because it's Homoki.
Well, the Homoki name and meaning, if you must know, Homoki families moved over time. Oh, the Homoki family name was found in the USA in 1920. In 1920, there were three Homoki families living in Michigan. This was about 27% of all the recorded Homokis in the USA. Michigan has the highest population of Homokis.
White.
Yes. Shake it. We knew this already.
I'm right.
Yes, you're right. Everybody knew this.
All right.
Just wanted to just make it absolutely clear that the mayonnaise was very heavy in this one. So please let Kathy Griffin give Steve Homoki the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Steve.
What's the matter, Steve?
What do you want to say, Steven the White Demon?
I just want to say the Jersey City shooters were black.
Boy, if you don't got this damn studio right now, get your ass off this studio. Nobody asked you nothing. Shut up. I didn't even know why. Did I ask him?
Yes.
I didn't ask him for that, did I? I did?
No, well, you kind of did.
I kind of did, right?
He said, Steve, what, Steve?
Shut up, Steve. Jesus.
Goodness gracious. All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.